بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. ومن بعد، my brothers and sisters, we have been talking over the last two days about global change, and I spoke to you in the last two days about the changes that the Industrial Revolution brought and how these changes, even though we call it the Industrial Revolution, and obviously it had to do with industry and manufacture and so on, but the big changes had nothing to do with industry and manufacture. They had to do with ethics and values and morals and culture. Today I want to talk to you about the revolution that we are now living in, which is the IT, AI, industry, technology and artificial intelligence, that revolution. And let's see what that scenario that places for us. Now, before we say what does it mean for us, we have to ask, where am I standing? You know, it's like looking at a coin. If you hold a coin vertical like this, the person on that side of the coin will see the head, and the other side of the coin will see the tail, the number. Right? You can't see both sides of the coin at the same time. You see by this side of the side. So what the AI revolution means depends on where we stand. From one side, you will see, and you are seeing, hugely enhanced productivity and speed of technology. For example, just to give you an idea, the computers which put Apollo 11 on the moon had less computing power than this one. Yes. Not my particular phone, I mean any smartphone. Those computers were less powerful than this one. So that's the kind of exponential increase in speed and computing capability that we already have in our hands. The problem is most of us are not aware of what we have. We're just using it mindlessly. You get a gadget, use it. You don't even know what you're doing with it. So from the one side, you will see hugely enhanced productivity and speed of response, superior healthcare. For example, IBM Watson, which was one of the first of the AI-based programs that came out around 2010, 2011, something like this. IBM Watson in oncology alone, the diagnosis of cancer, IBM Watson could do it, I can't even remember now how many multiples of they talked about, but like, you know, like 10,000 times faster than any oncologist, right? Much faster and far more accurately than any cancer specialist. So you're going to see superior healthcare with even more accurate diagnostic and intervention ability. We already have robotic surgery. You will get more and more of it. Don't be surprised, especially the younger ones. You are going to see a time when there will be no doctors, there will be no surgeons, there will be no human beings in the operation theater. A robot will shuttle you in there, and then other machines will work on you and you're out of there. There will be a huge drop in cost of product and service manufacture and delivery because everything will be automated. There will be, of course, enhanced safety. For example, self-driving trucks will be far safer than trucks or cars driven by people. Speed of travel will be much greater. Individual independence and leisure, and I'm talking now theory, will be much higher, much more. There will be high mobility. For example, even now as we speak, depending on what, unless you are working on a particular machine in a factory, you are not bound to any geographic location in the world. You can live anywhere you like. You can live anywhere you like. Just yesterday, I read a report of this couple who have spent the last 10 years continuously on cruise ships. They just live on cruise ships. And funny thing is that they are spending about $10,000 a year living on cruise ships, meaning no laundry, no housekeeping, everything gets taken care of, food is taken care of, right? You're living on a cruise ship, you got a free gym, you got free swimming pool, air conditioning, heating, you name it, all of this, $10,000 a year. Sounds good, right? They're doing it right now. You're not locationally, you're not bound to any place, you can be anywhere. You can, I know people who spend, they say we are chasing the sun. So they live in RVs, caravans, you know, very fancy ones. I've seen some beautiful ones. They're living on the RV, they're driving the RV, and they're going from one, from the south, southernmost part of the United States, all the way to the northernmost part of Canada, going with the weather. Whatever weather you want warmer, colder, you go with the weather. And you work from your RV. So you are doing projects, you're doing all kinds of stuff, sitting in your RV. We have it already. I mean, the point I'm making is, we already have this. I'm not even talking about the future here. Then there will be free availability of knowledge and skill development opportunities. Again, that is already available. A ChatGPT, other more advanced forms of AI, they have opened the doors to things like scenario planning. What is likely to happen 5 years from now in Asia, in the area of white goods manufacture, home appliance manufacture? For that, how should we prepare? Right? If you live in the industrial, in the corporate world like I do, these are very common questions which we ask for corporate planning. And then, of course, remote control of processes through the internet, drones for different uses, surveillance, facial recognition, mind steering through news and views and deepfake videos. Manipulation of people through all of this, all of which is happening as we speak, right? Transportation, as I mentioned already, self-driven cars, trucks, planes. Yeah, we have drones already, so it's to have a plane without a pilot is not nothing new or nothing amazing. So AI offers amazing productivity in all kinds of application situations, ranging from natural language processing. Just to give you an idea, today if you want to learn a new language, you have to make the effort and go, and depending on the language, it takes you months to years, right? Right now, as I speak, we have technology where you put on your earphones, headphones, and you give a set of headphones to the person you are talking to. That person talks, for example, in Arabic. I am hearing him in English, and I will reply in English, and he hears me in Arabic. So no need to learn any language. Any language you want, that contraption has like 200 languages in it. So you walk off a plane in any country and you are speaking to the local people in their local language without spending 5 minutes to learn their language. That technology, we have it already. Sometimes it makes a little bit of mistakes, some grammatical, but who cares? And as time goes, it'll just get more and more and more. You know, AI learning will make it just more and more accurate. So it's just a matter of time, and that also not too much time. Now, the question is, what does it mean for us? It means that if you are in any job that a machine can do, then you are looking at the door, because the machine will do it. right? Education system. Even today, as I speak, we really don't need schools. We don't need textbooks. Textbooks is dumbing down on knowledge anyway. There's nothing remotely good about a textbook. You should go to the source books. Textbooks just dumb down the stuff, you know, just make it boring and then useless. So, you don't need them anyway. Even today, you don't need teachers. You need to be literate. Literacy and numeracy, you need to read and you need to know numbers. Once you know numbers, knowledge is open to you. Right today, if you just go and Google search on, there's an organization called EBSCO, E-B-S-C-O, which gives you free research databases which are available. You will be surprised at what a variety of databases of knowledge is available to you. Practically anything under the sun you want to study, you will study. Right? So people will have the freedom to study anything they want and then offer their services and products and or create products and become entrepreneurs on their own. College degrees, especially when they cost as much as they do in this country, will become redundant. Nobody will care about your degree. Okay, who wants to know your degree? If I'm hiring you for something, if I'm hiring you for to repair my car, I don't care about some piece of paper you're carrying. Just do it. Right? I have an MBA from the number one business school in India, which was set up by Harvard Business School. But no one ever asked to see my certificate. Who cares? They don't care about the certificate. They want to know, can you help me in my company? And if I can help them in my company, they don't care if I am, you know, a monkey's grandfather. I mean, what is it to them? They want the job to be done. The only requirement for all this is that you should read. I'm telling you what is there. That database, no matter how big and beautiful it is not going to jump out of the internet and enter your mind by itself. You must read. So my usual question to all of you, how many books did you read this year? For the parents here, what I'm saying to you is serious bad news. Serious, serious bad news. Lose some sleep. Because your generation gap with your children, today it's a gap, tomorrow it will become a gulf. It will become the Indian Ocean between India and Mozambique. Right? You will be like you are talking to people from another planet in your own house. You have to read. Now from the other side, everything has two sides. On the other side, the bigger question which people forget or ignore is, what will you meaning governments, do with people when you continuously invent and invest in technologies which don't need people? But the people are still there. They have needs. They vote. They have responsibilities. They can rebel and they do. What then? The difference between the Industrial Revolution and the AI Revolution is that in the Industrial Revolution, they needed people, but with different skills. How to ride a horse was not important. How to run a machine became important. Despite that, one entire generation went into the ground because reskilling is not as simple as they make it sound. In the AI Revolution, they don't need people at all. And all the reskilling spiel they tell you is a load of rubbish. Because automation is not about having the same people doing things differently, but of having fewer to no people at all. Now, if you don't believe me, just go on, it's all on Google, right? Just go and look up Tesla's super factory in California, see what it looks like.
That happened.
There's not even one human being in that whole floor. They're producing cars, thousands of cars. Or look at one of the Amazon super warehouses with drones flying inside to pinpoint the item that they want to take out. And they have robots which go and take it out. You have robots which are unloading trucks and stacking shelves. Right? Self-driving trucks, for example, big thing. Self-driving cars, self-driving trucks. Sounds like very fancy technology, right? Tesla has it already. I mean, if you drive a Tesla, put it on self-drive, it'll take you. It takes you, it stops you, it'll speeds up and overtakes and it does the works. But self-driving trucks, which mean faster turnaround time for the truck because there's no driver to take rest and whatnot. Safer roads because the machine doesn't make mistakes. Faster transport of goods, higher profit margins, but for who? For the companies, for the business owners. Now, in America alone, there are 5 million truck drivers. 5 million. Now, multiply that by 6 because take a family, average family size of 5, you're looking at 30 million people. Those 30 million people, they have to pay for housing, for education, for food, for healthcare, and all the host of things that are required to raise a family. Who pays for that? So for the truck driver, who is today making maybe 80,000, 90,000, 100,000 a year, a self-driving truck is a death warrant. I'm not joking. I have seen this myself. I used to head a travel company in Delhi in 1993. And that is when they brought in the automated ticketing system called Galileo. So before that, for ticketing, we had something called the ABC book. It was a huge, fat, like a telephone directory, but like four times the size of a telephone directory, big, fat book like this. So when I joined the company as the head, I asked them, I said, I want to learn how to do ticketing. They said, you are the chairman. I said, no, I want to know what people are doing. Because the ticketing, what they were called, they used to be called the ticketing consultant or some fancy name. They were like prima donnas. They could write their own salaries. Because if that ticketing person walked away, you had no business. Now, a very, very good ticketing person, if you gave them an itinerary over traveling over, you know, 5-6 countries, and ask them to give you some options and routing, they would take about 2 to 3 days, and they would give you one route, or if they were very good, they would give you two options. Galileo came, and Galileo would give you 6 options in 3 minutes. So overnight, these jobs, which were very, very prime jobs, and people making money and dictating terms, went out of the window, gone. Overnight, literally. The company installs the system, next morning you have no job. Because your job can be done by anybody at all. Absolutely anybody who's never seen a plane in their life, they can run a whole travel company. And those books were nice if you were vertically challenged. If you were short, then you could put the book and sit on it. That was the only use for the book. So this worldview that I'm talking to you about is because this is very real. And it is very frightening. And it is highly likely. Very, very likely. I want to say certain, but I don't want to say certain. Next installment of frightening news in my next Khatira, inshallah. There's more of this stuff. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to prepare. We ask Allah to help us to change our mindsets, to love learning, to come and open our eyes to see the world as it is and to prepare ourselves and not to get caught and trapped and trashed. We don't want that, right? And we don't want this for our children either. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the wisdom and the hikmat to learn and to benefit from that, inshallah. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا رب العالمين.